The Delaware Indians, having migrated to eastern Indiana from Pennsylvania, and then they were forced to say goodbye to the Hoosier State in 1819, when they were moved west of the Mississippi River by terms of the St. Mary's Treaty. Now, it's said that all the Indians moved except for Chief Ben Davis. Now, he had spent his life on the land here in Indiana, and he would defy authority, and he was going to stay here in the Hoosier State to die. And so he camped along Blue Creek near Brookville. That's down in Franklin County, near the Ohio border. He moved there in 1820. And almost every day he'd walk into town and ease his troubled mind with whiskey in a tavern that was run by a widow named Adair. Well, one day, according to the story, when drink had loosened his tongue, Ben Davis bragged about a raid in which he had participated on an isolated cabin down in Kentucky. He said all the family living in the cabin had been killed except for a boy named Young. He escaped. Now, call it fate or call it a Hollywood ending, but the boy named Young, who had now grown to manhood, was in the tavern that very day, and he heard this Indian, Ben Davis, bragging. Ben Davis left after his normal visit, but he never returned. A passerby found Ben Davis in his camp by the creekside there, sitting in his chair, and a fatal bullet in his head. Now, this young Mr. Young, who was suspected of the murder, found public opinion on his side. No indictments were brought against him, and he never was tried for the murder. Although he had killed the man, I'm sure, he had not killed his name, not Ben Davis's name. Ben Davis has been memorialized in the name of a high school in Indianapolis. And as for young Mr. Young, not only is his full name forgotten, but so is the entire part that he played in Hoosier history. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnarl.